Welcome to the IHSAA Insider, the official podcast of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. Each week, we sit down with former Indiana High School student athletes to hear their stories, how the lessons they learned by being a student athlete from teamwork to perseverance helped prepare them for the successes long after the final whistle. Sit back and enjoy the conversations with the voices who continue to carry Indiana's tradition of excellence forward. Today we are joined by Kansas City Chiefs defensive end George Karlaftis, a two-time Super Bowl champ, a three-time IHSAA champ, once as a football player in 2018, and two times as a shot put champion in 2016 and 17. He went on to star at Purdue as an All-Big Ten performer and the 30th pick in the 2021 draft. George, we are so thrilled to have you here to share your story with us about where it all started before we got to Indiana back in Athens, Greece. Thanks for joining us, George.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Let's start from the beginning. You grew up not even playing football, but were a water polo goalkeeper on the national team and played other sports, but football wasn't in the cards for you. Can you tell us what it was like growing up in Athens, Greece?
Yeah, a lot different than West Lafayette, where I moved when I, you know, basically went eighth grade and through high school and college, but a whole lot different. You know, my parents actually met at Purdue. You know, they met at Purdue, and then they moved to Greece, where they had me and my three siblings. And you know, we had a very Greek upbringing, visiting, you know, Indiana, West Lafayette, you know, on occasion, maybe once a year or so. But yeah, I had a very ordinary childhood for Greek standards, which looks a lot different than what it would look like in the United States, of course. You know, my parents, both my mom and my dad, were big on us, you know, not just me, but all my siblings really playing a bunch of different sports growing up. They were both big sports fanatics, and I think they passed that down to us for sure. So I played, you know, you mentioned water polo. I mean, I played tennis. I played some basketball. I did judo. Really the whole gamut, you know, until I found something I loved. In Greece, it was water polo, and in the United States, it took me a while, but it was, but obviously it was football. So, yeah, you know, after, when I was 13, my dad passed away unexpectedly, my mom being from Indiana, we made the decision to move to Indiana and to West Lafayette, where I, spent, you know, from my eighth grade year up until my third year in college. So, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely could be the poster child for multi-sport athletes and how that has benefited you, you know, because of everything you've been able to accomplish in your later years, but obviously we're very talented in many areas.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Let's talk about that first. Do you remember that first experience, first practice? What was it like? You decided to go out for football. What do you remember about the first time?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago, obviously, and that was a period that was pretty challenging for me personally, but, you know, almost like a blur, but I remember kind of the first practice. There was a coach that was on the high school team that, you know, is a good friend of mine and my family's, John Speaker, who kind of convinced me to play football. I was a little bit, the European in me was a little bit, you know, hesitant at first to say that. To try it out and all that, but all my friends were doing it, so I was like, all right, what the heck, I'll just try it for the social aspect, if nothing. And I didn't really know the rules. I didn't know you can, you know, my first practice, didn't know you couldn't tackle, didn't know very basic rules like getting in a stance or what a down is and so on and so forth. So it was a learning process, you know, if you talk to any of the guys or the coaches and whatnot. You know, but I was a big kid that was pretty athletic at the time and all that stuff, so they put me out there, and, you know, it did not go great. I remember my first game. It's like, well, I had no knowledge, really, of what I was doing. And then it took a couple of years, and then I picked it up quite fast, all things considered, just because I fell in love with the game. So,
yeah. And, you know, I know that you had the support along the way. Your dad was a great athlete, a javelin thrower from the University of Miami. But he played a little bit of football until he had an injury that stopped him. But just that lifelong learner, he was a civil engineer. Your mom, I know, probably encouraged you. That kind of thing probably was really important, that support that you had at home.
Yeah.
Like you said, they were just big athletic supporters.
No question. I mean, you know, my family really on both sides, my mom's and my dad's, were big on, you know, being well-rounded individuals, more or less, being first and foremost good in the classroom, you know, off the field, really being, you know, great student, a great person, and then being a great athlete and kind of putting it all together. I remember my dad and I would talk about that growing up a lot, just being a well-rounded individual. So, you know, obviously my mom was, my mom has her MBA, and my dad was a highly educated guy. So like you said, had his PhD and all that stuff. And, you know, to our family, education is very important. So, you know, I just try to be a well-rounded individual, and I, you know, have a passion of, and have always had a passion for sports, and that, you know, that was passed on to me by my parents and my family. Yeah. So.
And you get to high school as a freshman, your team's a state runner up, but probably left a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth, wanting more. And then you finally got back to the state championship to win that championship your senior year. Talk about that journey a little bit through high school and what you remember
right
about some of those championship runs.
Yeah, I mean, my freshman year was me and a few other of my friends, my classmates from that freshman class that really got to play a little bit, mainly on special teams and very sparingly, you know, other than that in the game, just because we had a really good team and a veteran team for the time and all that stuff. And I didn't really get to play a lot. You know, I was actually the kicker, so I kicked off and all that stuff. You know, and then my sophomore year, I finally was good enough and ready enough to go out there and play. You know, obviously, like you said, we lost my freshman year in what was that, 2015?
Yep.
2015, we lost, and that wasn't great, but, you know, you at least got there, so it's better than nothing. And just to have that experience and then to go out, you know, my senior year where, you know, a lot of us had played a lot of football at the time, and to go out on a great note, you know, for a lot of what those guys would be their last game, obviously, mm-hmm. was awesome. So had a great time, you know, playing football for West Lafayette. It was awesome.
Well, and you dominated in football. But then also an amazing thing is two-time state champion shot put. So I'm assuming you didn't put a lot into the shot put except for when you were in season, but you were a natural at that because of your strength, and you just continue to get better. And first sophomore in 71 years to win a state champion as a yeah. shot put champion. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my father's side, my Greek side of the family, they're all big into track and field. And that's kind of a little bit of what I did growing up. And I knew the basics around how to do a glide and technique, because I like it, you know. And in the United States, I feel like people don't watch track and field as much, whereas in Europe, it's a big deal. So I grew up kind of idolizing some of those shot putters back then, and I watched it because it was a sport I enjoyed. So I knew the basics, and then my dad had kind of trained me a little bit, and I've had some lessons and so forth. And I got here, and I did it, you know, in eighth grade, and I broke like a record or two, which was awesome. And then I just continued to do it. I was fortunate enough to have some great coaches. I actually met my now fiance. I met her, Kaya, through doing track and field. I was in shot, but she was in discus. So absolutely loved track, and I had a great time doing it in high school. I had a chance to do it in college. I didn't, you know, I don't think it would have been the best decision for me from a business perspective to do that. So I had a great time doing it in high school, and I'm still a fan of the sport. So.
Yeah, that's great. Well, then you go on, and what was it like for you, the transition that you felt from high school to college and college to pros? Which one do you think was harder and why?
I mean, I told my high school coach, Shane Fry, that the toughest transition, really, the one I was most scared or not scared, most nervous about, I should say, was going from playing, you know, junior varsity to varsity. I'd never been that nervous in my life. I mean,
that's great.
That was, you know, maybe just because you're young and you don't yeah. know and all that stuff, but that's certainly a big jump. And then you go from varsity football to college, and that's another jump. But I enrolled into Purdue early, so I had a little bit of time to get ready. Mm-hmm. Physically, mentally, and so forth. It's still a big jump. And then you have, you know, I spent 3 years in college, some people four, five, six, whatever. And then I went to the NFL. I was 21 when I got drafted, played my first game and my whole first season, really. And that was a big transition. You know, it took me, you know, six, seven, eight games to really get used to it. And now it's become my norm. You know, that's kind of what happens, and there's always these jumps when you're going up a level. But I think it's part of it, and it's challenging, and it gives you something to work for mm-hmm. and look forward to, for sure.
Well, and you've always been a preparation guy. So I know that you did the work to get ready for every level. Who was it that you looked at when you were, even before you were drafted, maybe you didn't even know you were going to the Kansas City Chiefs. Was there any pro guy that you watched that you wanted to emulate when you got into the pros?
Right. I mean, for me, I've had a lot of people. I've been very fortunate. You know, I've had a lot of people kind of help me out along the way. When I was transitioning from college to the NFL, there was this guy, Ryan Kerrigan. He's an Indiana guy. He played at Purdue. He was a longtime NFL defensive end. He played for Washington. And he went to Purdue, and we had gotten connected through a bunch of people. And I've always looked up to him. And you know, we were able to exchange numbers and meet and all that stuff. And he helped me out with any questions I had. So he was an awesome resource and just a great guy, just whatever questions I had. And him and just, and I had a, you know, a team full of agents and advisors and so on and so forth that were wanting and willing to help me with any question I had. Cause you know, for me, preparation, just like you said, is really important. So.
Well, and then now you've really kind of set the bar pretty hard, George, for you to continue what you've started first 2 years out of the gates, win a Super Bowl. And you just signed a very big contract, which is terrific for you. I think it speaks volumes of how much the Kansas City Chiefs value you. And, you know, what do you think about what's it like being in that locker room and in that situation? Talk a little bit about your pro experience there.
Yeah, I mean, just being able to be a part of this run where, you know, you could argue, you know, even since before I got here to this point I'm at right now is it's probably the greatest run in the history of at least our sport professionally. So it's really an honor. I mean, it's the honor of a lifetime, really, to be a part of something like this and to play a big part in such a storied franchise, a great organization that's had, you know, all this success recently. It's like you're living in a movie, man, sometimes. Yeah. You know, you get to meet some amazing people. The stuff and the access and all the stories and experiences, you know, it's awesome. I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, all the success we've been able to have on the field and just the stuff that I've been able to do. You know, I had a coach in high school tell me, you know, this was about going to college, that, you know, 3 to 4 years of hard work will equate to a lifetime in blessings. And that's proved itself. I took that advice to heart, and that's proved itself right so far. So,
I love that. And biggest lessons you take away from, what are some of those things you think about that you learned maybe at the high school level that have always stayed with you?
I had a coach that at the time, Rosie's the guy's name, you know, yeah. Coach Roseman. And at the time, I thought he was just being really mean to me. I was like, you know, the woe is me type moment. But or he would take me out of the game because I think he, looking back on it, I think he understood that I had, I don't know how to say this, but maybe different abilities.
You did.
A different skill set than a lot of my peers. So he would basically, what he would do is if I wasn't playing up to whatever standard he had set to me, if I wasn't playing hard enough, he would just take me out. And like, look, dude, you're out until you go in. So that kind of, you know, that taught me how to play hard every single moment. That's, you know, something that I consider to be one of my traits, you know, up until this day. And that's something, you know, that coaches even talk about now. It's like, it's to say, it's somebody that plays hard. It's not easy to do because it's not. I mean, you know, you've been a coach. It's not easy to do. And to have had people that, you know, from a younger age in sports that, you know, train me to do that, you know, whether it's the hard way or the easy way, it got ingrained into my mind. So that's probably one of the biggest lessons that I learned back in high school.
Well, it served you well because, you know, descriptors, relentless. And that's what you are on defense. You just, your motor is so high. And sometimes it takes a coach to help you understand how that motor runs. And so you are right. It's lucky that you had that early on because it served you very well later in your life.
No question.
That's great. Other influential people, you've mentioned your parents and, you know, so many of your coaches. Is there anybody else that you can think of that's had a very large impact on where you've gotten today?
I mean, you know, outside of my family, you know, that, you know, I try to be with them a lot, you know, but, you know, I'd say my family, obviously, have had a tremendous impact on me, even though I'm away now, I'm in Kansas City. They've, you know, without a doubt, had a huge impact on me and my life and have helped me out in a lot of ways. I've had so many tremendous coaches. I've had mentors. Obviously, my fiance Kaya, who I've been with now for almost 10, 11 years. So I've really been lucky. You know, I've been lucky. I've been fortunate. I've been blessed. And you know, it's been a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of fun doing what I do. And it's you know, like I said, it's like I'm living a dream sometimes. So I'm truly blessed.
That's great, and we're blessed that we get to watch you live that dream out, because I know you have a lot of fans from the state of Indiana, not just from West Lafayette and Purdue, but just, you know, being from this state and having you be so successful in the IHSAA is truly, truly amazing to watch you take it to the next level and continue to represent our state so well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was great. You know, every time I come back to Indiana, whether it's going to Purdue or me just being in Indianapolis, I always get a bunch of people coming up to me and we just wanted to shake my hand or maybe take a picture, and that makes me feel great. So
yeah. Well, you're one of those grounded guys. I mean, you're one of those, you know, people probably feel you're approachable because you haven't let everything get to your head. And so I appreciate that. And I think your little brother, isn't he still playing at West Lafayette? Have you been back to watch him play? And what's
it
like when you go back?
Yeah, I went back and watched him over bye week. Kind of went a little bit incognito mode, just, you know, for his sake. It's his day. You know, I went, he's a junior. He was a junior last year. I went and saw him, up in Twin Lakes, and so I went and saw him, and I'm going to try to come out again and see him this year. But it's, you know, I come out and it's great, you know, just because I get to see my family. They all go to the games and I just get to spend some time with them, and you know, I'm sure it makes him happy to see him. Actually, last year I surprised him, so it was cool. But you know, I just, when I come, I try to be incognito, and you know, especially if it's for my brother's game, because it's not about me, it's about him. So yeah, it's always just great coming back, seeing everybody, friends, family, just everybody. So,
yeah. Well, I got one more question, George. If you could go back and tell young George Karloftis, now you know what you know many years later, but if you could tell young George Karloftis, even beginning high school or whatever it is, if you could tell him anything, what would you tell him?
Oh, geez. I mean, so much. I don't know. I feel like I'm a completely different person than what I was, you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, but if I had a time machine, just like you said, and went back, you know, I would just tell myself to control what I can control. I think that's a big thing that I've learned, you know, through whatever life experience I've had. Obviously, I'm still young, but control what I can control, and you know, roll with the punches, and just always keep going and trying to get to where I want to get to. So that's a couple key pieces of advice, and probably one more, just to always keep having fun. I mean, we're playing sports, and you know, I obviously now I'm getting paid for it, but even in high school, I mean, it doesn't change. You know, you play sports at any level just for the love of the game at the end of the day. So just always keep having fun.
That's great advice. That's so, so wonderful. And it's been great to talk to you, George. Thank you so much. Good luck this season. You know, we would love to see another Super Bowl champ, just because it's fun to watch you on the field, do what you do what you love. And we wish you nothing but the best. Congratulations on a great career so far.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the IHSAA Insider. Tune in next time for more conversations with the legends of Indiana high school sports. And remember, this is your IHSAA.